Blog Talk Radio. All right, all right. That's the Isley Brothers. That's the old school. Won't never get old. I said, I'm living. That's my jam right there. Brother Donnie, if you can hear me, please push one. For the love of you. Can you hear me, Brother Donnie? I push one if you can hear me. All right, there we go. Let me open up his mic. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donnie, the first day of the week. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my sister. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Glad to be alive. It's a blessing to be alive today.
Hallelujah.
What's going on your end?
Oh, everything's fine, man. I'm enjoying life. Life is good. You understand? I have no complaints whatsoever. You understand? So I'm just living this life. You understand? Watching for the next thing to unfold.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Ain't that a wonderful thing to be doing it like that?
Oh,
praise. Be to the Most High Yah. Say again.
The Almighty is great.
Yes, he is. Great and greatly to be praised. All the time. All the time. Yes, indeed. All righty. Well, you know what? I enjoyed yesterday's class. It was truly a blessing. Just waiting to see what Yah getting ready to do next.
That's
all
it.
We can do is wait on it, you know.
Almighty in position that, you know, that we can wait, man, because we got a lot of people in other nations, man, going through some real hard times. You know, so
yeah.
Thankful that the Almighty has spared us, you understand, you know, here in America,
yeah.
You understand, then we went through some stuff, but it's not nowhere in comparison to what's been going down, you understand, in other places.
I know. It's some scary stuff, it really is. Some scary stuff.
Yeah, you know, and, so far we've been weathering the storm. You understand?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, indeed, but you know what? This is the power of Yah. We're going to see a whole lot of stuff. What does it say? The Bible say our hearts is going to fail us for what our eyes is going to see.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Our eyes is going to fail for what our eyes is going to see.
We got to be thankful, Sister Yaina, because I'm talking about, we here in America, and we ain't suffering too much of all the things that's going down. I mean, we going through some stuff, but nowhere near what these other nations is going through, Seema. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, it's day turn. You know, it really is. It's day turn. Ain't nothing we can do about
now,
it either.
You know, when we came here to America, they came with beating, maimed, and murdered us, man. You know, and,
mm-hmm.
We're not being going through anything as like we did when we first came here.
Right. That's true. That is so true.
I don't know how good that is. Whether it's gonna be worse down the road. Some people say it's gonna be perilous times is to come. You understand? But so far we've been weathering the storm, and I thank the Almighty for what He's been doing. Because I don't know what He got in store for me.
Well, one thing we do know is we on our way home. Now, that's for sure. We do know that.
That is correct.
You know. So that's one good thing. We do know that. We know He's coming to get us. So, and as crazy as that may seem, I'm still getting emails from people about the vaccine.
Uh-huh.
I just want to let everybody know, you know, that this is what we're doing. I will send, if you're not a part of the Nation of Yehuda, I will send you a religious exempt form, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to sign it because I don't know what you believe. So we'll talk about that, though. I'll send you an email, and we'll be able to conversate so we can figure out how to approach this, how to move forward. But, yeah, I just wanted to, yeah, I mean, we have a lot to look forward to. Good things, you know, things that the Most High has told us. It's just, this is the hard part. It's always the hardest at the end, you know, because you see all the other stuff happening around you, and you feel pretty bad, you know what I'm saying, because it's bad.
That is correct.
It is. It is bad. You be like, man. But see, that's why you don't play with y'all. Y'all's not to be played with. So like I tell everybody, you know, vengeance is his. And when he take it over, it's a terrible thing.
That is correct. Just get ready. Let's get ready to get ruffled, sister Diana. Because, man, you know, we have, you know, we here in America, we have not seen the powers of the Almighty the way he putting it on them other countries, man. I'm telling you. You understand?
Yeah. I do know. I do know. Yes, I do. I can concur. I completely understand. You know, even with this doggone virus, you know, we keep talking about this virus, but this may be the catalyst to get us up out of here. I don't know how y'all going to do it.
Absolutely.
You know? You just don't know how you're going to do it. What are you going to do and how are we going to do it? But I wanted to play a clip for you all that I didn't get the chance to play last night because we kind of got away from things. But I want you to hear this about these immigrants that's coming in. Check this out. Here we go.
Lines, we have a lot of news to bring on that front tonight. Tonight, let's start with your freedom is under assault. Dr. Joe Biden, not sure what medical school he went to, won't take no for an answer. Now, it's your body, it's his choice, with an unconstitutional, illegal, unethical federal vaccine mandate that, by the way, he said he would never support. One that Jen Psaki told us that it is not the role of the federal government to do. One that Nancy Pelosi said they don't have the authority to do it. And Kamala Harris was the one that said, it's your body, you get to make the choice. And to make matters worse, this has nothing to do with your health or safety. Instead, this is a cold, it is a calculated, it is a political ploy. Biden's presidency has been a complete disaster in every single way. Think of one thing. Can you name one thing that he's done that you could point to that you think is a success? He abandoned Americans behind enemy lines. Can't even tell us how many he abandoned. Daryl Issa says around 500. 13 American heroes are now dead because of Joe's Afghan disaster. When he had control of Kabul, he could have gotten every American out safely, every Afghan ally out safely, all our equipment out safely. His poll numbers are in the basement. He's desperate to galvanize support around a shared common enemy. That enemy is some Americans that don't buy into his one-size-fits-all, unscientific medicine. Think about this. One-size-fits-all, no medical exemptions? Let's start there. How is that following science? It's not, especially those who refuse to follow his vaccine rules and mandates, including Republican governors, by the way, who won't act like mini dictators, who actually believe strongly in a principle that Joe gives lip service to, and it's called liberty and freedom and choice. Joe says it's not about freedom, it's not about choice, it is about freedom, it is about your choice, it is about your unique medical history and your current medical condition and what your doctor thinks, not a phony doctor or TV guys that think they're doctor or play doctor on TV. Americans that value their medical privacy, Americans that value doctor-patient confidentiality, and anyone else who believes in personal freedom, Joe Biden's health. Heartfelt unity pledge, oh, that lasted all but 7 months. Now it's us versus them, and Dr. Joe's patience is wearing thin. He wants to lecture you and scold you for not listening.
Restore the soul and secure the future of America requires so much more than words. requires the most elusive of all things in a democracy, unity.
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself.
My whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see?
With unity, we can do great things, important things.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
This is our historic moment of crisis and challenge. And unity is the path forward.
And your refusal has cost all of us. So please, do the right thing.
Now, clearly Joe's unity pledge was a lie. Now half the country is, what, enemy number one? Because they don't want to follow Dr. Joe. In fact, Democrats say nicer things about illegal immigrants and even the Taliban, some of them, than the 80 million unvaccinated Americans. I guess it's open season on them. Do you know anything about their medical condition, their medical history? You know anything about what their doctors are advising them? According to the Biden administration, 20 years after 9/11, the Taliban is professional and they are businesslike. But if you're unvaccinated and you're an American unvaccinated, you're ignorant, you're selfish, and his patience is running out. Take a look.
Time to start prioritizing ICU beds for people who are vaccinated.
They're saying the Taliban is businesslike and professional. Their interior minister has an FBI wanted poster. He's got a $10 million bounty on his head.
In order to get those people out, we had to work with some members of the Taliban to press them and to work in a businesslike manner to get them out.
I just think if you don't want to play by any of those rules and then all of a sudden you end up in the hospital, I feel bad that you... But maybe you shouldn't go and take up the resources from someone else.
Immigrants coming to our country, with newcomers coming with their hopes and dreams and aspirations, with their optimism and determination to make the future better for their families, well, those are American traits.
So according to the left, crossing our borders illegally, breaking our laws, that's heroic. No vaccine mandates for illegal aliens, no mandatory tests, just Joe's overcrowded cages in the middle of a pandemic with a very high rate of COVID positivity, including those not tested. And then, by the way, then you get to pick the state of your choice. You'll be dispersed all over the country, not even getting a COVID test. Joe's following the science, really? And you want to lecture Americans and scold Americans and tell them how bad they are and how they should be hated and give license to attacks on people that have different views or medical conditions you might not even know about. But you better get the vaccine or Dr. Joe Biden is going to unleash the full force of the federal government against you and your loved ones and your employer, and you will be canceled in society altogether. You'll be shut out of everything. Illegal aliens, by the way, I see that Mayorkas won't use that term anymore starting today, apparently, or yesterday. They get no mandates and free trips to the state, right? They get free trips, no mandates, get to go to the state of their choice. And they get free health care and free education. You pay for that, all while totally exempt from this mandate. Take a look.
United States.
But it's a requirement for people at a business with more than 100 people. It is not a requirement for migrants at the southern border. Why?
That's correct. Go ahead.
The rules don't apply to illegal immigrants or members of Congress or their staffers. It wasn't even going to apply to postal workers until public pressure forced the administration to reverse course late today. But it does apply to millions of law-abiding Americans. It doesn't matter if you have a rare pre-existing condition and your doctor thinks taking the vaccine is very risky and not the right choice for you. It doesn't matter if you had COVID and you have T-cell immunity from a prior infection. Cleveland Clinic says the science is pretty clear on that so far. It doesn't matter if you prefer to keep your medical decisions private. The frail, the weak, the mentally incompetent, impaired president, Dr. Joe knows best. And, of course, the mandate is deeply unconstitutional on top of all of this. At least 10 governors are now planning legal action, including Governor Noem, Governor Abbott, Governor DeSantis, and Shadow President Chief of Staff Ron Klain. He's now apparently congratulating himself, calling the new mandate the ultimate workaround for a federal vaccine requirement. But anyone with a functioning brain knows that the mandate is in serious legal jeopardy. Even fake news CNN attorneys recognize this. And that's why a few months ago, several top Democrats promised there would be no federal vaccine mandate because it's not the role of the federal government. Take a look how things change.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates, and if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
I am all for more vaccination, but I have nothing further to say on that except that we're looking into those policies. And quite honestly, as people are doing that locally, those are individual local decisions as well.
I don't think you'll ever see a mandating of vaccine, particularly for the general public.
Oh, okay. Another big change. The goalposts move like every day. Why would anyone have any faith? Want to know where vaccine hesitancy comes from? The people that change their mind every 5 seconds and the people that were wrong in every prediction they ever made. They keep changing everything every single day. No mask, one mask, two masks, vax or mask. Now it's vax and mask. Now it's vax, mask, and add a booster to it. Apparently they were all lying, and now Biden is in a desperate attempt at a political scapegoat. And unvaccinated Americans fit the bill. Same guy that left open borders and no testing of illegal immigrants with a high rate of COVID positivity and then dumped in Joe's cages. That's right, a petri dish, if you will. And Dr. Joe just can't understand why anyone would be vaccine hesitant. Why on earth would anyone not trust the experts? You know, the ones that were wrong about the origins of COVID. And some actually really lied. We now know the transmissibility of COVID, the use of ventilators, the vaccine timeline, the threshold for herd immunity, the ones who promised 2 weeks to slow the spread, the ones who told us not to wear masks, then one mask, then two masks, then masks outdoors, then no masks outdoors, vaxxed and masked, vaxxed, masked, and now boosted, and on and on. Can you keep up?
Can you keep up, Jesus? Woo, Lord, have mercy. That is a lot going on, okay? I'm serious. That is a lot. If that don't explain it, I don't know what will. It's just too much. I've told you the country is not going forward. Anybody want to join in on conversation, please feel free to push one. He said mask and no mask, vaccine mask, mask outside, mask inside, no mask. Now a booster. Every 8 months. Every 8 months for the rest of your life. Yep.
Sad situation, sister. This is a sad, sad time.
It is. It really is. You know? It's like, man, what are you talking about? Hold on. Eric code 720, your mic is open. You're on there.
Yeah, I never thought there would be a day where I would agree with Sean Hannity, but it's so true. And if it wasn't so scary, it would be funny. But, this is just such a serious time. These people,
yeah.
I mean, it's obvious that they're trying to rush people through on this whole vaccine thing without having enough time so people can gather what if this is a safe vaccine or not. It just seems like they're rushing this too, and rushing it through, and it makes you wonder why. But I was listening to a doctor earlier that gave a speech before, you know, I think it was before the Senate, but I'm not sure if you've heard of her. Her name is Christina Parks.
I haven't heard of her.
Okay, well, she's a black doctor that gave her opinion on all these vaccines, and it was really, really informative. And she's also suspect about this whole thing. It's just, it's a travesty. It really is. And I hope that the Most High will intervene for us soon, because this is really getting crazy.
Yeah, it sure is. It is. I'm telling you. Unexpected. I mean, this is to be expected. This place has got to fall. You understand? And And because they have two houses, they got the Republican and the Democratic houses, and they're never going to come to agree on anything, you understand, whether it's the vaccine or what have you. You understand? These people right here, this place was only set up for our punishment. That's all. You understand? Now it's got to fall. And it's coming
yeah.
down.
Yeah, I can believe that. And when you think about it, the reason he's in office is because of support from black women. And now those same people that put him in, it seems like it's a betrayal because 70% of blacks haven't taken this. So it's like a betrayal. Here they put him in office, and yet he's turning on them.
They always talk about, you know, anything that goes wrong in the country, they blame it on the black people. It's the black people. The black people are spreading the virus because they won't get vaccinated. Come on, man. What about all of those big old things that Trump had, man, you understand, where people was out there with no masks? Come on, man.
Right. And the way Dr. Christina Parks talks about it, the original virus is gone. It's not even in around anymore. The only thing that's around is that what they're calling the variant. So it's like it's gone. What they were vaccinated against, it has already filtered through society. And yet they're still really threatening to vaccinate people.
Yeah, because they keep making stuff. They didn't get enough people at first, especially people with O positive blood. We had a resistance to it. So now they've come out with something else. And it's like, no, absolutely not. I mean, I don't know what it's going to take for people to see. But no.
Yeah, it just makes me wonder if they have some other agenda where it's not about even about the virus.
Of course they got another agenda. The scientists say that they set this up to get rid of all the black people on Earth. That's what it's all set up for. If they happen to get rid of some of those Europeans, then so be it. But it's set up, man, to get rid of all those black people on Earth, man, because we the problem.
Hold on. Let me get up. Area code 504. Your mic is open. You're on the air. 504? Area code 504?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, like Donia said, and it should be pretty obvious now. They're in this marriage. They're trying to kill us. And as for the two parties, supposedly political parties, Democrats and Republicans, you can't tell the difference these days. You couldn't tell the difference these days 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 10 years ago, because they all talk stuff. Then when it comes time to put up a shut up, hey, the only way you're going to get the truth out of them is you play it back on video. So, you know, just trying to keep it real here, you know.
Okay.
Satan is trying to get as many of us black folks as he can. Now, you can go along and go with following the group and all. You know, Dr. King tried to have us live among them. How you going to live among people that hate your guts? They hate our guts. Rodney King, me on the net. Do I have to refresh all the history here? These people do not like us. The reason why they hate us is because we are the chosen ones, and the truth is coming out, and they are not going to be able to handle it, and they're going to be slow losers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, hold on. Area code 856, your mic is open. You're on the air. Area code 856. If your phone is on mute, we can't hear you. But yeah, they'll come.
Hello.
I agree with you. Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Are you there? I'm sorry, Shazana.
Yep, we're here.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm here now. You there?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am, we can hear you.
Here's a video that I want everyone to watch. that I think it will explain a lot of the why this is going on. Please write this down.
Okay.
It's called COVID-19 vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
Are there spiritual implications? And the Seventh-day Adventist Church spoke on this today. And I tell you, it's powerful. It's an hour and a half long. But please watch it because it gets into the why of this vaccine, the push for everyone on the population Earth to be given this vaccine. Okay?
Okay. Now, what is it called? It's called COVID-19 vaccination. Are there spiritual what?
Implications.
Okay.
And the Department of Justice, Bill Gates, everyone is being exposed in this video. Everyone is being exposed. So I think it will explain a lot of the why, along with what we know, okay?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But please watch it. I mean, it's a powerful hour and a half. Thank you, Sister Aina.
No problem. No problem at all whatsoever.
I'm glad somebody else recognizes Bill Gates. Bill Gates is a snake in the grass, bro.
Wow. Yeah, it was definitely something that was created in the laboratory. It was definitely something that was designed to kill. And here we go. You know, it definitely does exist. And it's out there tough. It's out there real tough. You know?
But Sister Aina, that has been, it's been airborne as far as this virus goes for over a year. And I've heard that pandemics don't last for years. They only last like max 6 months, and then they filter out of a society. So someone needs to explain how is it that this COVID-19 virus is just running rampant for over a year, because that's not usually the method of operation for viruses. So, but they're still pushing that it's out there, it's out there. Get your shot. When in reality, with any other virus, this is not the case.
Like I said, we don't take vaccines anyway. So that's not an issue for us at all. But when you watch how it was done and you pay attention to how it was done very strategically. They have pastors at the churches talking people into getting, and they have to be giving them some sort of an incentive for the number of people they vaccinate. They have to be. And I just, you know, and when you, I wonder if these people know that there is aborted fetal tissue in these vaccinations.
I don't even know that they care. I think that it was just something that gave them a platform that made it appear that they had values. When in reality, when it comes down to it, when they became afraid, then those specific values just went out the window. And I kind of wonder if they even care, especially at this point when they're in fear about a so-called virus. So I'm just really not sure about that.
I'm talking about the people who took the shot. The people who actually took the shot. Do they know that there is aborted fetal tissue in there? You know? I don't know. I have no idea. It's just a lot. It's a lot. It's so much going on.
All we got to do is sit back and wait, watch, to stay out the way as best we possibly can.
Right. And but it gets where they don't even want to allow people to wait and see how this thing pans out, when we know that normally a vaccine takes anywhere between, I've heard, 5 to 7 years, and they are not even going to let this thing be out there for a year before they're demanding people to take it. It just seems very suspect. It's very suspect.
Absolutely. And when they put the Hebrew Israelites on YouTube, I knew something was up then. I'm like, now they have never paid us any attention. They have ignored us like we don't exist. And then they recruit certain groups to come on YouTube way before they start pushing it. You guys need to get the vaccine. It's like, oh, no, Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Eric Clapton, I looked at Eric Clapton's his interview on YouTube, and he thinks that's really horrible that they've done that to the minority community as well.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, Lord have mercy. I just don't know.
Trust in the Almighty and keep His commandments as best we possibly can.
Yeah. And pray for some deliverance, because, you know, not to say that it's illegal for him to mandate it. It's illegal. You can't take another person's choice from them. But some people are so afraid, you know what I'm saying? And they have to be giving the company something.
Well, yeah, if they have a government contract, and I think a lot of businesses do, then he's going to give them an ultimatum. You do this or you'll be fined. I guess they receive some sort of fine, or they take away whatever they were giving them. I don't know. But some businesses are rebelling and saying, no, this is not okay. You can't interfere with private sector businesses. But, and that's why there's going to be various lawsuits. But who knows how long that all of this will be able to pan out in the courts.
Absolutely. Now check this out. I want you to listen to this. Here we go.
There's caught a lot of people by surprise, including Democratic Senator Rebecca Millett, a leading supporter of the vaccine bill.
I had only heard about the amendment shortly before yesterday.
Four Democrats sided with Republicans to support restoring the religious exemption. But now that bill goes back to the House, which had already defeated the religious exemption 2 weeks ago.
I can sense from colleagues that I've spoken to from the House that they want to stick with their vote and have it come back to us.
Which means more legislative intrigue still to come. But what about that religious exemption for vaccine? State law says to get the exemption, the parent states in writing a sincere religious belief or for philosophical reasons. One superintendent told us in her system and others, parents simply check off a box on a form. But are there religions actually opposed to vaccination?
I am not aware of any denomination, or I'm not aware of any major religious organization standing against this or for this.
Carol Connolly heads the conservative Christian Civic League. Connolly says his own children are vaccinated, but says individual parents may feel their opposition to vaccine as a religious tie.
I think what I heard was a principle that if children and life in general is a gift from God, and therefore they are stewards, you know, with those children, and they are under the impression that their children are being exposed to harm against their will, then I think that's the religious aspect of it.
But if religious exemptions are simple now, Connolly says he's worried the vaccine bill could result in much tougher rules. He says some advocates have been talking about requiring parents to affirm or certify their religious beliefs.
There you go.
Possibly even requiring a notarized statement.
There you go.
In order to get a religious exemption.
And that, to me, that should not be a partisan issue. You know, that should be those of us that believe in freedom and believe in parental rights. We hope that raises some red flags.
Senator Millett says she doesn't like the idea.
I know that when we talked about it in our caucus, we did not want, there were a number of us who didn't want to have to put people in the position of having to certify their religion.
The bill's sponsor told us he has heard of a few ideas bouncing around, in response to the religious exemption issue. It all means the vaccine issue, as all the lawmakers have been saying, is far from settled. In Augusta, Don Kerrigan, News Center, Maine.
All right, child, there's one. There's definitely one. Now I want you to hear this one. This is the Catholic Church. Hold on, here we go.
The news via Twitter on August 10th saying, "Praise be Jesus Christ. I wish to inform you that I have recently tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Thanks be to God, I'm resting comfortably and receiving excellent medical care. Please pray for me as I begin my recovery." The Cardinal's tweet dispelled rumors all over social media earlier in the day that Burke may have been suffering from a much more serious health condition. And as COVID and its Delta variant continues to spread across the country, vaccine mandates are being discussed as a possible solution to containing the pandemic. But is it morally acceptable to force individuals to be vaccinated if they don't wish to do so? An internal memo from the Archdiocese of New York was leaked this week. Joining us to analyze what they said and its implications is editor of Catholic World News and author of the new book, Contagious Faith, Why the Church Must Spread Hope, Not Fear in a Pandemic, Phil Lawler, and president of the Acton Institute, Father Robert Sirico. Thank you both for being here. I want to start with what we're seeing from Catholic leadership as more institutions push COVID-19 vaccination mandates. In a memo sent to the priests of the Archdiocese of New York on July 30th, the Vicar General there and John Cahill, who's the Archdiocesan Chancellor, state, quote, "There is no basis for a priest to issue a religious exemption to the vaccine." The memo not only advises priests not to issue religious exemptions, but stressed that if they did issue them, they would be, quote, "acting in contradiction to the directives of the Pope and participating in an act that could have serious consequences to others." Phil, you wrote a scathing piece reacting to this memo. What's the problem here?
Well, it's difficult to get a handle on the problem because the memo is very poorly written and illogical in its execution. But what's fundamentally wrong here is that they are siding with the people who want to make vaccination mandatory, which is clearly in contradiction to the teachings of the Church as put forward by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith in a document which is cited in that memo.
Mm-hmm. And you write in your column that this is theologically wrong, morally wrong, and factually wrong.
And grammatically wrong, and I think I put that in as well. But yes.
See, I wasn't going to go that far. I'm glad you corrected us. Well, Father, the memo does state that some Catholics may have, quote, "a sincere moral objection to the COVID-19 vaccines due to their connection to abortion." And we should point out Pfizer and Moderna did not use aborted-derived stem cells or cell lines in the production of their vaccines, but Johnson & Johnson did. But then that memo goes on to say that there is no basis for a priest to issue a religious exemption.
Did you all hear that? Now, he said that Johnson & Johnson used aborted fetal stem cells in their vaccine. He's going to go on to say, but Pfizer and the other company used aborted fetal tissue in their research and development of the vaccine. Just listen.
Your thoughts?
Well, I don't know what a religious exemption is that I would be asked to issue. I would counsel people. I would hear them out. I would determine whether their reasoning was sound and in conformity with the Church's teaching, which Phil has, you know, very clearly identified. And I would, then proceed. But, I mean, it's not for me to give an authorization or anything. I can say that this person has done what they're obligated to do by virtue of the teachings of the Church, of the reflection on their moral conscience, and that they're acting sincerely and with an informed conscience.
Yeah, it seems here that it's about priests counseling people.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I would counsel somebody. But, I mean, I have to counsel people according to the teaching of the Church, right? I mean, why come to a priest if you don't expect that? And it is not the teaching of the Church that is morally necessary for a person to have the vaccine. It may be prudent, and you may choose to do it, but I can't say what the Church doesn't allow me to say.
Mm-hmm. The Colorado Catholic Conference, and following on with what you just said, Father, they issued a very different letter signed by four bishops of Colorado backing conscientious objections for COVID vaccines. In their letter, they write, in the case of the COVID-19 vaccine, we're convicted that the government should not impose moral interventions on an individual or group of persons. We urge respect for each person's convictions and personal choices. We're seeing a lot of pushback to these vaccine mandates, Phil. Do you expect to see more dioceses come out and support conscientious objections as people return to work and school?
I certainly hope that more dioceses would support conscientious objection for three reasons. First, because if you in conscience believe that it's wrong to take this vaccine, then you should not take the vaccine. The church is clear on that, that you must obey your own conscience. And it would be an informed conscience, my second point in this case, because the teaching of the church opposes the use of vaccines that are developed with the use of fetal tissues. And even as you, I'm sure you know, the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines don't use them in production, but did use them in testing. So they are
right.
Somewhat morally tainted. Now, you can say, and the church has said, or church leaders have said, that it is acceptable to use these vaccines in cases of grave necessity. Well, now we're in the question of, is this a case of grave necessity? That's a prudential judgment. It's not a judgment that a bishop or a priest should make.
Father, what do you say to those suggesting that Catholics have no moral reason to oppose vaccine mandates because the doctrinal office in Rome has made it clear that, quote, it is morally acceptable to receive COVID-19 vaccines that have used cell lines from aborted fetuses in their research and production process, as Phil just said?
Well, it is morally acceptable to refuse it, and that's what it says. That's what this is. What I don't understand, there has to be some other motivation behind this. Now, maybe it's that people are so concerned about the contagion of these variants. I can understand that. Maybe it's concern that there's political pressure being brought upon these institutions who have received so much government money to support their institutions, and that they may be threatened. Or maybe it is the old concern about liability. If you're not telling people they have to get vaccines, then maybe you can be legally liable for not doing so. But it's certainly not theological consideration, not that I can see.
No. This is a prudential judgment, and it seems people are playing fast and loose with the Catholic teaching on conscience and the obligations of an individual to do something just because someone else tells you to do it, particularly where it concerns your body, your person, your health.
All right, there you have it. So now you know, for the world to know, for you all who didn't do your research and you don't understand what this is all about, these are the things that are in the vaccine, aborted fetal tissue.
Okay.
People don't do the research. They sit in front of those televisions, and it's almost like a subliminal message is going through their brain, get the vaccine, get the vaccine, get the vaccine. And they let them talk them into it, and they have no idea what they put into their bodies. They have no idea. Sad. It's sad. Hold on. Area code 7478, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yes, ma'am. You are absolutely right about that. That there's no way. You have to read what's in it. But I came on here, I wanted to ask a question. What's the name of that video the sister was saying, COVID-19 vaccination? What?
I'm going to ask her again because I couldn't find it.
Oh, okay.
I will ask her again before we leave today, because I tried to look it up on YouTube, but I couldn't find it. You know.
Okay.
But I will definitely ask her again.
I thought you said COVID-19 vaccinations are their spiritual implications.
Right,
but I'm not
right.
Sure.
And that's what I put in there, but I couldn't find it. But I tell you what, I'll have her email it to me, sis, I know you're still on here. Email me the video if you can, or send me the name of it in an email so I can look it up, because I want to look it up while we were on here. Hold on, let me see. This is Johnson & Johnson. Hold on a second. This is Johnson & Johnson, and they admit they use fetal tissue, aborted baby fetal tissue in theirs. They admit it. They do. And people still on there arguing we should take it. Hold on.
Vaccine rollout this week has sparked a long-standing Catholic Church debate over the use of fetal tissue. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops urged Catholics, if given a choice, to choose the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines over J&J.
What the bishops here are saying, a few of them, is that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that makes a greater use of aborted tissue in the cell line that derives from that.
While all three vaccines use specialized cells cloned from aborted fetal tissue,
uh-oh,
the J&J vaccine makes a greater use.
Did you hear that? Let me back that up again. Uh-oh, he said all three of them. Watch it, listen.
By cells cloned from aborted fetal tissue.
Hold on, I gotta go back.
Derives from that.
While all three vaccines use specialized cells cloned from aborted fetal tissue, the J&J vaccine makes a greater use of the cells as part of its manufacturing process.
The Pfizer and Moderna, I believe, use some of these cell lineages in some of their early phase studies, but since it's mostly a synthetic product, it doesn't necessarily needed to produce its vector.
Dr. Alfredo Mainalora conducted the Johnson & Johnson vaccine trials at St. Anthony Hospital. He says the cell linkage derived from an aborted fetus has been used for decades.
They're used not just for vaccines, but for a lot of other medications and scientific endeavors.
While the controversy over the use of the cells is nothing new in the Catholic Church, Father Daniel Sr. with the Catholic Theological Union says fighting the coronavirus should outweigh the moral concern over the use of the cells.
There are some bishops who want to so emphasize opposition to abortion, which is an important moral stance, but at times to the exclusion of other urgent moral concerns.
A Vatican statement about vaccines reads in part, quote, "It is morally acceptable to receive COVID-19 vaccines that have used cell lines from aborted fetuses in the research and production process," end quote. The Archdiocese of Chicago says it is following the guidance of Pope Francis.
But health officials say the reality is it's going to be several months before anyone has a choice on which vaccine to take, since demand continues to outweigh supply.
Can you imagine?
That is so hypocritical.
Can you imagine? I mean, you know, I hear Brother Adonia say this all the time. These are some of the cruelest people on the planet. But for you to take a baby that's been aborted and grind it to the point where you use the stem cells, I can't even imagine. And it's acceptable because this is science. And you listen, y'all, let me tell you something. We better start praying that y'all come and get us.
Yes, yes.
I am really serious about that.
Yep, call out to him because this is horrible. This is horrible stuff going on. And nobody is making, as far as the religious institutions, I shouldn't say no one, but a majority of them are not making a stand for what is right. And it's horrible. It's just really awful. It's like a nightmare. And not to mention, what aborted fetal tissues were used? Are they using a female aborted fetal tissue?
Oh,
a male?
My God. Oh, my goodness. If you inject
a female with a male, is that going to affect the hormones? I mean, there's a lot of unknowns.
Oh, my goodness, Father. Y'all, please deliver us. This is the diabolical stuff.
Yep.
Please deliver us from this. Hold on. Area code 972. Your mic is open. You on the air.
Yes. I actually put that, the
title of that video in, and I just put it in a Bing search engine, and it's COVID-19-vaccine: are there spiritual implications? And it comes up as a YouTube video, 1 hour,
okay.
30 minutes and 46 seconds.
Say that again. Say it one more time. COVID-19-vaccine:
are there spiritual implications?
Hold on.
And I didn't go to YouTube. I just put it in the search engine, in the Bing search engine, and it came up. But when it comes up, it shows as a YouTube video. And there's a man in a pink shirt and gray slacks that seems to be in the thumbnail.
That is just terrible. Oh, help us. Can you send me the video, please? Can you copy the video and put it in my email? And then that way I can pull it up. That's a lot going on. That is a lot. And you know what? And it's commonplace for them. They're scientists. Oh, we do this all the time. There's no reason for you to get it. Like the guy said, it's in a lot of medicines. We use it all the time. It's medicine. We use it in a lot of different things. Man, please deliver us from, we are not, let me say this to you all, that we are not supposed to participate in anything like that, ever.
Right. As in the days of Noah. Doesn't it sound like you're just.
You know we are here. And it's so commonplace. It's like, oh, we use this in all kind of stuff. So, I mean, you know, it's not a big deal. This is something we do. And it's like, really? For real? And then we got family members telling, well, why don't you get the shot? I don't understand why you have to be so different. You should be able to get, you don't even know what's in the shot. They're shooting dead babies in your arm. Wait a minute, not to mention DNA that's not yours.
Yep. And they say nothing.
Nothing. Nobody says anything. What are you so upset about? I don't understand why you have to be so different. You haven't even, oh my goodness, y'all, please deliver us from this place. You know, yeah, you all know good and well, y'all does not approve of anything like this.
You know he don't.
Now,
no, we ain't supposed
never.
To eat pigs, and he don't allow us to eat scavenger fish and all kind of stuff because he says that is unclean. Now, you know he doesn't allow anything like this, ever.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
They in a laboratory dissecting aborted fetal tissue that they have dissected a baby that's been aborted from a mother's body with a DNA of a mother and a father, and they put it in a vaccine so they can shoot it in millions of people's arms. We don't know where them babies came from. And even if we did, it's still wrong.
Absolutely.
Oh,
I told you
wow.
That these people are the coolest people on the face of the earth, man.
Please deliver us from here. Please, y'all.
They always got some old biblical plan, you understand, how they can control the earth. Come on, man. I'm sick of these folks, boy. But I have to wait on the Almighty. You understand? I got to wait till he gets sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Oh, my goodness. Brother Adoni, our dead baby fetal tissue from aborted children. From aborted children.
What kind of folks is he for? Ooh-wee.
Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. I don't, man. Whew. And
these
Emma,
so-called,
what else
these so-called religious people.
Go ahead, sis. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just saying these so-called religious people that all their lives are talking about, oh, honey, I know I'm saved, have nothing to say about it, absolutely nothing to say about this, having an aborted fetus injected into their bodies, and they're walking around and thinking they've done the right thing.
Oh, my goodness. And wait a minute, and listen at how he explains it. Listen at the logic of these Gentile people, how he explains it. Listen, this is a scientist. Just listen. It's only 2 minutes. Just listen.
Hi, my name's Paul Offit from the Vaccine Education Center. One concern that parents have about the new SARS-CoV-2 vaccines is, do they contain fetal cells? There are a number of vaccines that are currently used, that are given to infants and young children, that originally when they were derived, from fetal cells, pregnancies that were terminated, two pregnancies that were terminated in the early 1960s, one in England, another in Sweden, and those cells, which are now almost 60 years old, were used to make vaccines like the chickenpox vaccine and the German measles vaccine and the hepatitis A vaccine and one of the rabies vaccines. So how about these vaccines, these SARS-CoV-2 vaccines? Do they contain fetal cells, or were they in any sense derived from fetal cells? Well, so they're currently, and this is today is January 12, 2021, there are two vaccines that are currently being used in the United States, one by Pfizer, one by Moderna. They're both made the same way. They're both messenger RNA vaccines, and neither of those can't contain or derive from fetal cells. There are a couple vaccines, however.
Now, he just lied. Didn't he just lie? Because we just heard them say that Pfizer and Moderna use fetal cells in order to do the research, and it's all considered unclean. Now, this man has just sat on here and just told a bold-faced lie. He just lied. And you know what? They sound so convincing to the point where they're so educated. Let me tell you guys something, and I'm going to say this, and you know what? This is coming from the heart. Yah has created our bodies, and they're wonderfully and fearfully made. We serve an Elohim that is above all others. Man has always tried to outdo him. They've tried to recreate what he's already made. They've tried to take credit for the things that he's already done. And one thing about this, and two for sure, Yah has the capability of protecting us from all things. Now, that don't say we're not going to get sick, because our bodies are designed to fight it off. But these people right here and this stuff that they're doing is diabolical. It's diabolical.
Yes.
And they've always tried to outdo Yah, and come on, because they have access to the media, they come on here with their lie after lie after lie, and they telling the people, oh, you got to have it. You need it. It's something you got to have. All we need is to do what Yah tells us to do and eat the way he tells us to eat and take care of our bodies.
Right. And bear in mind, this thing is 99.97% recoverable if you get it.
Yes! It is incredible. These people, I want to know what else fetal tissue is in. This man just told a bold-faced lie sitting in his living room. And you know they're not going to put this on TV. So our family members that don't have access to the internet, they listen to everything the news said. Well, they didn't say that on the news. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Oh, my gosh, unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It's just unreal. These people do not believe in Yah. These scientists and these doctors do not believe in the Most High Yah. They believe in themselves. They believe in their science. That's why it's called the practice of medicine. They don't, listen, they're trying to redo what y'all has already done.
Yep.
It's just, it's unbelievable.
And the science believes in the Big Bang Theory. Science believes in evolution. I mean, and we're so bold about saying, or a lot of people are, oh, I trust the science. But yet they call themselves Christians. They call themselves godly people or religious people.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now they trust the science.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. It's crazy. This is what we're dealing with. He just told a bold-faced lie. He just said, oh, it's not in the vaccine. The man just said it was in the vaccine. He just told us. He just told us it was there. One more. Here we go.
The presenter of RN's Health Report and the ever-trusted ABC CoronaCast, Norman Swan. Norman, great to see you. Firstly, let's start with the good news. Clearly, this fall in the number of new daily infections in Victoria is heartening news.
It's fantastic news. I mean, it's in the credit to Victorians, Melburnians, people in Mitchellshire for locking down.
Now, this is in Australia.
So regional Victoria going to stage three. So this really is having an impact. This is what this is the thing that works, which is really, and it's very, very difficult to do. It's tough on people, tough on families. But you just got to stop mixing to stop that virus spreading.
And Dr. Swan, I'm going to call you Dr.
Yes,
Swan.
Professor.
Morning,
oh, right. Yes,
professor.
Right.
A little more formal. Well, because I want to talk to you about this issue we've been chatting about today, which is the origins of the vaccine, the concern by the religious leaders. Is this an argument we've heard before? Like, what's your take on it?
Well, there are... So, just to give you a bit of the science behind this, you've got... For live vaccines in particular, you've got to be able to make them safe so that they don't replicate inside your body. So measles, I don't think measles is made with fetal cells, but essentially a lot of the viruses we get are called attenuated viruses, live viruses. And they've got to be passed through cell culture to actually weaken them so that they are attenuated. And fetal cells have been used for many years. And it's not as if there's a... I'm sorry to sound crude about this. It's not as if there's, every time you do it, you've got to find a fetus. This is going back many, many years, and they've perpetuated cell cultures that have been around for many decades. And you've got to make sure those cell lines are safe. So they've got to be proven cell lines. You can't just say, I'm going to find a fetal tissue and use that now. You've actually, it's tried and true. So there are various vaccines which have relied in the past and maybe still and still do on fetal cells, which were once fetal cells. The Catholic Church has come to terms with this in the past because your problem here is, for example, if you come down on rubella vaccine, for example, you are condemning young girls to have congenital rubella when they have babies, run that risk, I should say, and that means babies with small heads who are blind, who are deaf. You will probably increase the termination rates just because they haven't had rubella immunization. There are serious health consequences for taking a stance. And so the Catholic Church, I think, at least in America, I'm not sure internationally, has said it's okay for people to have these vaccines until alternatives are available because, I'll give them credit for this, that life is more important than a cell that may once have been from a fetus. But there are other issues here too, that cell culture, not necessarily fetal cell culture, is used for biological medications, advanced medications in cancer. If you're going to start actually getting concerned about this, you may deny you and your family life-saving therapy. That's not to say we shouldn't find alternatives, and indeed they are.
Okay, sticking with vaccines, a lot of hope is being invested in the University of Oxford trials and picking up on something you picked up on for 7:30. This particular vaccine has some pretty tough operating conditions attached to it, doesn't it?
Well, first of all, they don't know how to manufacture it yet at scale. That's still got to be sorted out. And the other condition, which is really a problem for them at the moment, but hopefully will be solved, is that, so people may have heard of the cold chain. So when you develop a vaccine, it's got to be kept refrigerated at a very controlled temperature so that it's still effective when it gets to the GP surgery or a clinic in sub-Saharan Africa. And the cold chain is really important. So if a GP's fridge breaks down, there's a real problem. They've got to throw out the vaccines. Most vaccines are in the range of 2 to 8 degrees. The University of Queensland coronavirus vaccine, 2 to 8 degrees. The Oxford vaccine, because it's a live virus vaccine, may actually have to be stored at minus 70, which requires liquid nitrogen. That's not normal technology at the moment. So that's another problem that they've got to solve. And it may mean that the Oxford vaccine is a good, you know, a reasonable first step, but other vaccines might take over because they don't have that operational restriction. Still to be determined.
Just very quickly before we go, one of our key stories is the approach in Queensland to those clusters, mask wearing advised in crowded places. At Queensland.
So there you have it. That's what they're doing. Oh, now this is in Australia. This is in Australia. So this is happening all over. It's happening all over. It's incredible. And that's probably why some people are dying from the vaccine. That's probably why. You never know. Because guess what? Look at it like this. What if, I wonder, what if they take and give this, because if they're using fetal tissue, then there's DNA in that fetal tissue. What if they take that fetal tissue and give it to somebody and those DNA cells are not compatible with your body? That's probably why a lot of people are having adverse side effects, not to mention the nanotechnology that's in it too. And people's bodies are just rejecting it.
Yeah, but whatever happens, they're going to say it's a variant. They're not going to relate, especially with the news, all the news programs, they're never going to relate it to this vaccine. They're going to say it's because of the variant.
No, you'll never know it. You'll never know it. Incredible. Incredible. It's just incredible.
Now, you would think that there will be marches in the street against this thing and hear people just laying down for it.
You sure would. You would think. You would think. But it just is not happening. It's just not happening. It's not. It's not happening because people don't care. They have dumbed us down to the point where we really don't. Anything they say, we do. Anything. God, you got, please deliver us. You said when we cry out, when we cry out with all our heart and our soul, that you would deliver us from these people and from this place. They are taking dead babies' tissues, the stem cells from babies who have been ripped from their mother's bodies.
Innocent babies.
Yeah. Yeah. And explaining how because it's got fetal tissue in it and the process, it has to be stored a certain way, it has to be frozen a certain way, and you're like, are you kidding me?
Well, I hear that they're coming, they're coming out or it's come out with another one that they don't use the fetal tissue, and it's called Novavax. And that particular one, they took the cells from a moth.
From what?
The
a
vaccine?
Moth.
Yes,
yeah, they took
from a moth.
Cells,
yes.
From where?
M-O-T-H, a moth, yes. And
well, you know
they're
what?
Using that in the Novavax.
Well, I don't, you know, like I said, we don't do vaccines at all, period.
Right, right. But it's all terrible. It's all terrible. The point is that no one is critically thinking about what they're doing to their bodies, especially the so-called righteous community?
No. No. Oh, my goodness. Yah, please deliver us from here. This is really not good. It's just not good. I mean, you don't know what you're eating today. You don't know what you're drinking today. And if it's pre-made already and pre-packaged, I would advise you not to eat it. I really am serious about that. I mean, because the Most High, the food grows out of the ground. Everything we need is there. And I'm telling you, you know what? I'm going to tell you why I say that. It's because I went to the store the other day. I went to Walmart to get body lotion, just lotion, from Walmart. And I picked up some of the Walmart brand that smelled like Jergens, flipped it over, and read the back of it. Now, you ladies know that we are, or most of us have gone natural. We do not put the relaxers in our hair anymore because it had a compound in it that was hydrogen. What is it? Hydrogen, what is it? Chloride, something. It basically was lye. It was lye. I turned the bottle around, and do you know they had that same component in the lotion? Now, why would they need to have lye in lotion?
There's no reason for that.
No reason. The same thing that was in the relaxer that we were putting on our scalp to straighten our hair, that was a burning a hole in our scalp, they have it in lotion. It's incredible. It's just, you know, it's just incredible. It's just, I don't know.
A sad state of affairs, what's going on. To our Most High to deliver us, just deliver us from this place.
Please, please, please. And then they're talking about there's no fetal lung tissue in AstraZeneca vaccine. Are you kidding me? Not to mention the nanoparticles. Not to mention the synthetic, what is it, RNA or whatever they're using in there. None of the virus is even in the vaccine. It's just not there.
Yeah, I've heard that too. There's not any of the virus in the vaccine. There's prions, I've heard, in those vaccines, and prions cause brain problems.
Yeah. This is incredible. It is incredible. And that they're using these aborted babies and they're passing their body parts around for scientific experiments, using them. Like he said, there are many things that they're used for. We have them in many things. And they have pastors promoting this. So it's just crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. So as far as the Israelites are concerned, we do not take, thank you, Sister Yasantia. I do have the YouTube clip up here, and it is, let me see what it says. It says COVID-19-vaccine, are there spiritual implication, ? And I do have it here. I have it here. You know, and I'm sure that this is really, really a good video, and I'm sure that they have come up on some good things. But we know what the real deal is. This has to do with Israel. This has to do with Israel. I don't care what nobody say. This has to do with Israel and us being Israel. And you know, and if other people have to be taken out in the process, oh, well. There is something genetic happening to, well, we don't know what the ramifications of the vaccine is going to be yet. We don't even know what's going to, we don't know.
Not enough time has passed.
No. So we'll see. I mean, you know, for you all to have it, like I said, we have religious exemptions for those who are Israelites, who do, we do not take vaccines at all under any circumstances because of the things that they are made with. We do not have any sort of nanotechnology in our bodies. We do not have any other DNA going in. We do not take any of that, period. So, you know, like I said, we do have exempt forms here for you. If you are not a part of the Nation of Yehuda, we will still give you one. You know, and we will work out something with you as far as you'll have to, you know, get it signed or whatever, but we just don't, we don't do it. We don't do it. We just don't do it.
I
and
want
sick
to say-
people that are well don't make sick people sick. No. Well people don't make sick people sick. If you're getting sick, it's because you're not doing what you need to do to stay out of the way. Because unless this is airborne and you really don't have a choice, it's hand-to-hand contact. It's person-to-person contact. So if you're getting sick, it's because you have put yourself in a place where you've been around people that's been sick. And if you come through it and your body has fought it off, that's what your body is designed to do. Go ahead, Sister Yusantia. I'm sorry.
Yes, I actually put that title in the YouTube search bar, and it did not bring the video up. So if you go to YouTube and you put that title in, you're not going to find the video. I put it in Bing and then was able to go down and find it. So I don't know why it's not coming up in YouTube.
But
there
guess
are
what?
A
if
lot
you
of things.
Email me, if you email me at the Yehuda Project, I'll send you the link. The Yehuda Project at gmail.com, and I'll send you the link. That's how you do that.
Mm-hmm. They can put it in. If, like I said, I put it in Bing, and I was able to find it. There were some videos, but then it was like maybe four down. But then when I put that same, I just did a copy and paste and then pasted it into the search bar in YouTube. It did not come up. All kinds of stuff came up, but that video didn't come up. Maybe it was way down somewhere.
I had a hard time finding it, too. But guess what? If you email me, I'll send it to you. But, I mean, it's good that they know that and they have some spiritual insight, but we know what it's all about. This is all about trying to get rid of us. And I would not listen. No. It's just too much. That's a lot going on. Well, I think we've learned a lot today.
May I make one other suggestion?
Yes,
of a
ma'am.
Video to watch? Okay, We Woke Now. He's an Israelite. He has a video. He has a channel on YouTube. He interviewed a doctor, Lane Rowling, a couple of days ago, and it was really, really good because he gave a very factual and informed explanation of COVID, how to protect yourself, and he's a virologist. He has boots on the ground. This is, and he has like 6 degrees. This is his specialty. He's a, I think he's a trauma surgeon. He teaches at a university. He teaches about virology. He knows exactly what he's talking about. So when he's talking, you can learn what it is, how this thing has been mishandled, what it is that we can do to protect ourselves. And so it's a really good video. And like I said, it's on We Woke Now. And if I have it right here, Facts About the Virus and Vaccine. And it's Dr. Lane Rowling. Rowling.
All right. Well, you know, the most information, we need as much information as we can get. However, you know, we are going to continue to pray to the Most High that we get out of here. you know, because this is not the way we want to live, and we definitely don't want to participate in anything like this. You know, and like I said, I've known several people who have come down with the virus and have recovered. They have recovered. You know, and of course, there's some people who haven't recovered. And our prayers and our hearts go out to those family members who have lost family members because they didn't recover. You know, and if that's the way that it went, that's the way the Most High chooses for it to be. And there's nothing we can do about that. However, if you're still here, all we tell you is to strengthen your immune system. Because you can recover from this. And what scares me is people are walking around without a mask on. They're talking in each other's faces because they have a confidence that they are not going to get this virus again. And it's like people are still dying from the virus that have gotten the vaccine. They're still dying.
Dr. Rowling explains exactly why, because if you don't wear a mask, you'll die. Because this virus mutates. That mRNA virus is very unstable. It mutates. And the way to protect yourself, mask up, make sure that you're clean, wash your hands. Don't touch any type of touch screens in public. He's talking about you have to disinfect your feet because that virus comes into the house. He does an excellent job of explaining how it is that you need to protect yourself because he says this thing is going to be around. But you can be wise in how you take care of yourself and protect yourself.
Oh, I see. Wait, we got notes here. Hold on. I see you guys. Area code 540, your mic is open. I'm on my way down the line. 540, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Yeah, just to let y'all, we can ask you guys a question also. Have y'all noticed that the phone companies like Boost and all these other small ones, that their phones are being replaced by either T-Mobile or if not some other large phone company?
I don't doubt it. I didn't notice it, but I don't doubt it.
Because you know, I got a notice on my phone because we use Boost that we had to go to T-Mobile, and I find that strange. And the thing is that before that, they were putting up lines out here so that Boost could go ahead on and get the signal to us. So it's
right.
Like, it's really crazy. It's like, you know, really what's going on? Then you were talking about the nanoparticles being injected, you know, with the fetal tissue. And it's like, you're trying to get all of us to go to 5G. Not everybody wants to go to 5G, like myself and my wife. So here it is now. You're pushing this vaccine. Now, most of our people is on 5G. They see nothing wrong with it. So here it is, if we're on 5G. What if they turn on something on 5G that affects the nanoparticles going on to take effect against our bodies?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You talk about control? That's control.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm just,
yes, sir.
Just bringing it out. Just bringing it out.
That's crucial. Absolutely. Hold on. Area code 719, your mic is open. You're on the air.
This is Sister Levia. I just wanted to also say that the aborted baby fetus is also in your Pepsi. It's in your Oreo cookies. It's in your Doritos. It's in everything that we eat. There is a company that got busted from it. I think it's called Seminole. And if you just look it up, baby aborted fetuses and ingredients, there's a whole list of things that they are in. They're in the Kraft products. They're in your bread. They're in your cheese. It's in everything. Everything that we eat. So please, when you guys go shopping, read your ingredients.
That's too much. That is.
But how is it showing up? How is it? Is it showing up as aborted fetuses, or is it under a name?
It's under a different name. If I can find it, I will most definitely shoot it to the sister, and she can, Sister Aina, and I will, you know, let every, she'll let everybody know what's under. Been there for almost the last 2 years. Kraft got busted in it, and people found out about it, and they claimed that they removed it, but they didn't.
Well, here it says that that the fetal tissue, it says, is it true that perfume contains aborted fetal tissue? You know, so who knows? It, I mean, you look, this is where we are. This is, these are the people that we're with, that we're around. This is the life, this is the world we're living in right now. And this is common for these people to do this kind of stuff. And that's diabolical. This is incredible. It's just, it says, it's an anti-aging cream. Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy. And then Pepsi came back and said it's not in Pepsi. We do not have aborted fetal.
Go ahead, sister.
Go ahead.
No, you're right. That's what they said. But their list, when you look at their list of ingredients, it's still there. Pepsi beverages, all Pepsi soft drinks, Sierra Mountain Dew, Mug Root Beer, Ocean Spray, Aquafina Water, the
Frappuccino. I'm looking at it right now. All the Lipton teas, the Gatorade beverages, Tropicana juice, all coffee creamers. Jesus. Kraft products, Chiclet, the bubble gum, Dentine, Triton, Stride. I'm going to send y'all this list right here. Oh, no. Oh, no. Man, oh, man, oh, man. It, all the vaccines that it's in, the other medicines that it's in, incredible. Incredible. Bubblicious bubble gum, bouillon cubes, ketchup, sauces, seasonings, instant noodles.
Now, you know, they don't have to put, why would they have to put aborted fetuses in Doritos? You have to know that's satanic. It's like, it doesn't even make sense.
It, this is what it says. It says, why don't they tell the public? What they don't tell the public is that they're using HEK293 human embryonic kidney cells taken from an electively aborted baby to produce those receptors. They could have easily chosen animal, insect, or other morally obtained human cells expressing the G protein for taste receptors. So it's the HEK293. It says processed food isn't the only hidden source of additives made using aborted human fetal tissue. Many so-called beauty products and vaccines are also loaded with aborted baby tissue derived additives. It says anti-wrinkle cream are made from aborted male baby cells collected after a 14-week gestation period. It says here that a biotechnology company out of California called Seminex specializes in the development of food flavoring using aborted embryonic cells for the production of food chemicals. Research by Seminex into the use of HEK293, aborted human fetal cells, as a flavor enhancer was published in Plume on 2002, after which several patents were filed by them. Additionally, this company has partnered with numerous major processed food manufacturers such as Kraft, PepsiCo, and Nestle. Lord, in the name, I'm telling you. Please, please, y'all come and get us. Oh, my God. Please come and get us from this place. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to say. Like they said, the movie Soylent Green. I remember seeing that movie a long time ago. And this was published in 2015. Oklahoma Senator Ralph Shortley has introduced legislation in early 2012 to prohibit the normalization of widespread cannibalism. Yet it is still continues to this day. The only way to truly stop it is to stop supporting the companies that are making human beings eat their own dead babies. Can anybody say Soylent Green?
Soylent Green.
Woo, Lord, y'all. Please. Please come and get us.
And when that movie came out, people thought, oh, that's crazy. That could never happen. And yet,
yep.
Here we are living it.
Here we are. They said all Pepsi soft drinks, Sierra Mist, Mountain Dew soft drinks, Mug Root Beer and other soft drinks, No Fear Beverages, Ocean Spray, Seattle Best Coffee, Tazo Beverages, AMP Energy Beverages, Aquafina water, Aquafina flavored beverages, double shot energy beverages, Frappuccino beverages, Lipton tea and other beverages, Propel beverages, Sobe beverages, Gatorade, Fiesta, Miranda beverages, Tropicana juices and beverages, all coffee creamers.
You better stick with water.
Jesus, Lord, have mercy.
Well, water.
Sad, ain't it?
This is just incredible. I've never, ever. I just, well.
Couldn't imagine all this.
Hold on. And no, we wonder why we sick. And we wonder why everybody's bodies is out of whack and obese. And we wonder why the cancer rate has gone up the way that it has. And you wonder why that people are coming down with diseases and stuff they can't cure. And you wonder why we have diabetes and all the high blood pressure like we having going on in our, man, listen.
No matter what you do, you can't get rid of none of that stuff, too. If you're obese, you're going to be obese till you die.
That's
so
incredible.
A sad situation, man, that we up against. I bet when we go back home, we will never disobey the Almighty again.
If we do, I got my rock ready on standby.
I know that's right.
Well, I don't know what else we could say. I think, yes, ma'am, go ahead, please.
It makes me think of the verse where it says that they were going to eat their children in the siege or something. And then also I think there's another verse about we being made to consume our children. And people are thinking that's because there's no food. But this is exactly what we've been made to do. We're literally consuming people on a daily basis.
Not our children, other people's children. We have been made to, I see you, Sister Couture, we've been made to consume other people's children with other people's DNA in it for sweetener, to use a sweetener. Shit. How old is it? Air code 513, your mic is open, you're on the air. Jesus. Sister Couture, your mic is open. We can't hear you. You must be on mute. So I don't know. I think that's enough information for today. I think that there's really nothing else left to be said. I mean, you know, we got to really watch what we eat. We really do have to do the best that we can to watch what we eat. Man. And now we know where all the sicknesses is coming from. Because if they doing that, what else they doing?
That is correct.
Using radiation?
Right. And like you said, when 5G finally kick in, you don't know what kind of, how those receptors are going to connect with those nanoparticles that's already in your body. And then listen, you just have no idea.
Look at that movie called The Cell. Not the one with Jennifer Lopez. It's another guy, John Cusack. He's in it. Watch that movie. You'll see.
Is that the one where they all at the airport and all of a sudden their cell phones go on and everybody starts going crazy?
You got it. That's it right there. That's what I'm talking about.
I saw that. And I thought about the vaccine. I sure did.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that. Well, I guess this is our time to say so long. I mean, all we can do is give the information. What you do with it is on you. You know, this is the world we live in. They control our food supply to a certain. You do still have a choice on whether you eat processed foods or not, you know, and you can go get some plain old sugar. You don't have to buy anything they've already sweetened.
Can you send that list out today by any chance?
What list you want?
The list of all of reading all of those.
If you email it to me, I'll send you the article because the article's in the, everything's in the article.
Oh, okay.
So just,
all right, I will. Thank you.
YehudaProject@gmail.com and the Yehuda is spelled YEHUDAH project. project@gmail.com and I'll send you the link and you'll be able to see it yourself. I mean, because this is an older thing. This was since 2015. So they've been doing this for a minute. And people wondering why they can't control their weight and why they can't control the sicknesses that's coming on them. Because you got other stuff going in your body that ain't supposed to be in there. And if the Most High told us not to eat a pig that's unclean, you know he don't approve of this. Man, y'all better go get some plain old sugar and start doing it the old-fashioned way and throw all that processed stuff in the garbage. You just don't know what's in it.
I know. There are no words to explain this craziness that we're in right now.
Everybody that got coffee creamer, you need to be pouring it out. Throw it in the trash. I'd be scared to drink it. That is incredible.
I've been scarfing it down every day. I was going, oh, my gosh.
I'm serious. And the hospitals is 2 and 3 city blocks long. It's something wrong.
Okay.
And everybody's on some kind, or not everybody, a lot of people are on some kind of medication, and who's
some
to say what
of
they're
pill.
Putting on and stuff.
Right, yep. Out of my mouth. Some kind of pill. And you wonder why, because we eating dead babies. And
you know what's amazing to me is that you've been taking this medication, and it don't cure the problem. It just keeps you taking the medication. You keep spending money on medication. It don't cure nothing.
Unbelievable, unreal. But now we know. And you know what? You couldn't be held accountable for what you didn't know, but now you know. So now we got to do something. When he tells us to eat clean, he means for us to eat clean. And whatever it takes, we have to eat clean. So since we know that this is a possibility and it's a real thing, you don't have to really start paying attention to what you rub on your body, the kind of soap you use, the food you put in your mouth, all of it. Because if these people are doing this kind of stuff, they do not reverence Yah. They don't know him.
correction, they're not people. Keep telling y'all that. Just because they walk upright, look like you and me, wash their hair, pee, poo, all this other stuff, that don't mean that's you.
That's true. You know what? You're right about that. That is so true. Lord, have mercy. Somebody got to help us. We got to get out of here. I don't know what it is we got to say or do, but whatever it is, we need to focus on saying that to him so we get out of here, because this is really not enough. No. No.
We're dealing with wickedness in higher. We're dealing with wickedness in higher places and interdimensional beings. So this is a war that's bigger than the flesh and blood, and we know that the Bible tells us that.
That's true. That's true. That is so very true. That is so true. Erico 717, your mic is open. You're on the air. We're gonna go after this, you guys. Lord have mercy.
Sorry. I was going to ask for the list. You said we was going to, I just emailed you, so I just want to see the list.
Yeah, okay.
But I knew it was in potatoes. I knew it was in potato chips, in Lay's potato chips. It was a college professor. He taught it in his class. So I found that out, too, a couple years ago. It's baby food.
Say that again. I didn't hear you. What about Lay's potato chips?
It was a college professor. He taught in one of his classes that they had the baby dead fetus in Lay's potato chips and all of Lay's products. So he taught that in class, and he never spoke outside of the class. He wouldn't have a job, but he spoke in the class.
Wow.
That's how I wanted to say. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's also, the nano is also in the eye drop. It's one of those tennis girls, Venus, or one of them, the thin one, she does the commercial. It has the nano, and it says it on the label. It's in the eye drop.
In the eye drops. Wow.
Yes. If they don't hide it, it's on the front. If they don't hide it. And she does the commercial to get black people to use it. It's one of the tennis players, the thin one. I don't know her name.
Okay, I got it. Wow.
You can see a commercial. She does the ad for it. But when you read the box, it has nano, something liquid in it for you to clear your eyes, to take away something. I guess things are eating you, the mucus in your eyes. But it's on that. It's in the eye drops too, the nano product.
Man, listen. All right. Well, you know.
Now we know why in the wilderness he said he got to clean our blood, right?
Jesus, Lord, in this. Y'all help us, please. Help us, please. I'm saying, you know what? I have most of you all's email addresses, and I'm just going down the list and making sure everybody get a copy, because this is just too much. I mean, it's just too much. And now we know why people are getting sick, and now we know why people stay sick. And now we know. Now we know why. We do. We know why now. All right, so let me make sure there's no one else that pushed one. Sister Keturah, we still hadn't heard from you. If you want to say something, you have the floor. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, a phone call came in, and I had to take it. You know, I was listening to the program, and then I looked over at the television, and, of course, the Bengals playing. Do you know they sitting arm to arm, and I couldn't find anybody in that stadium with a mask on?
My bad.
So you know Cincinnati getting ready to get hit hard.
Yes, ma'am. It's the backbone fault. There's backbone fault. Why the pandemic is spread.
That's true. Black people did it.
Yeah, that's what they say. Come on.
Yep. So all these football fans getting ready to spread it through every city out there.
Sure is.
They need to let us get out of here. Come on, give us them boats like we're supposed to. Let us all out of here and let us go for ourselves. You understand? You know, I'm sick of these guys, man. I am sick, you know. My heart is broken, man, because of all the things that they have done, man. It hurts me to my heart, man. You understand? So I'm ready to go. I'm trusting in the Almighty. I know he's going to come get us at some point. You understand? I just got to wait and see. see how he handled it and see what he do. But I'm ready to go. Whenever he decides, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
That's all I can say on the matter is it just leaves you speechless. You just be like, Lord, have mercy. It's unbelievable that we have that. I mean, you know, you just when you didn't know, you just didn't know. But they ain't hiding it from nobody. They really are not hiding it. Lord, have mercy. And you see more commercials now talking about the difficulties of being human. And it's like, what in the world are you talking about? Isn't it difficult being human? And you're like, no. That's what we're supposed to be.
That's because those people are not human beings.
Right. I mean, you see more commercials, and brother, don't if you didn't know better, you would let it pass over your head. But you'd be looking at it, and you'd be like, excuse me? No, it's not difficult being human. We were made to be human. What are you?
That is correct. Absolutely.
So I just don't know. So I really do thank you all.
I don't know whether y'all know this or not, but years and years ago, you understand, all those Europeans had flat back ties. Their ass was flat as a board.
Yep.
Now, you understand, since they've been cohabitating with us as peoples, they're getting... They formulating they have a better form a body form. You understand what I'm saying? So that led me to believe that these people is demons. They from outer space somewhere. You understand? Because when we born with nice fat bodies. You understand? And you know everything. You understand? So yeah, but they had to. In order for them to live, they had to cohabitate with the people of the earth. Remember now what it says. It says they came down and they seen that the people that the people were formerly, you understand, and they looked good. The women looked good, and etc. So they went into them and made children. You understand? So they had to have humans in order for them to exist.
That's just too much going on. I mean, but we know about it because the Most High been teaching us about it for years, and now it's becoming a real thing. This is a real thing here, you know? It is.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. It is. Oh, Lord have mercy. Woo. I don't even make you want to go somewhere and get up in the bed and cover your head up. Like, oh,
and go to sleep and wake up and we be where we need to be.
Yes, sir. You know that's the truth. Lord have mercy. This is just...
But it don't do no good.
No, it don't.
Don't do no good. Unbelievable. All right, well, guess what, everybody? We've come to the end of our show. I don't want us to get cut off. I think this has been a very good show. It's been very informative. I appreciate everybody's information. You know, this is what this is. It's an informational program for everybody to learn, for you to protect your families, to protect yourself, to do the best you can, to be obedient unto Yah, follow his laws, his statutes, and his commandments. He has given us a dietary law whereby we are to feed ourselves, and we are supposed to take care of ourselves. And those laws that he gave us is to govern us as a people, and it's no different than the laws that we observe here in this land. So we are encouraging you to come and learn about the dietary laws, the way you're supposed to eat properly, and there's no unclean thing that is supposed to go into your body. That means nanotechnology. That means aborted fetal tissue. That means RNA, anything that is considered to be unclean, we are not supposed to put it in our, we're not supposed to let anyone inject it. If we're not supposed to chew it or drink it, we're not supposed to let anybody inject it. So therefore, we have to stand firm against this vaccine and use our religious exemption through Title VII, the 1964 Disability Act, to protect us from these things. We do have forms available. We can provide you with them, and then you can take it from there. Email us at theyehudaproject@gmail.com, and we will send you a form for you to be able to get notarized and do whatever you need to do. Yehuda is spelled Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, and then Project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T. The proper email is theyehudaproject@gmail.com. And on that note, Brother Yerushalayim, you want to give information about the men's call on Tuesday?
Yes, ma'am. The men's call will be every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The number for the call is 720-820-1215. And that's every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern.
Hallelujah. Now, don't forget, now, our class number is changed. It's going to be changing on the 15th of September, so we won't have the 319 number anymore. I have changed that on our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is Yehuda Project, just Yehuda Project, and it has that number on there. But if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure, let me make sure what this number is so I don't make a mistake, but I'm pretty sure it is, hold on just a second, I'm going to get it for you. I'm pretty sure it is 518-992-1014. Let me make sure that I can get it for real so I don't make a mistake. But they've changed our number. We've had that number for years, and that is correct. Our new number is 518-992-1014. I'm going to say it again, 518-992-1014. And our access code is the same. It is 256-039-POUND. 256-039-POUND. We'll be here every Wednesday and Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Wednesday night, we read the Old Testament. We're reading the Bible all the way through. And then Thursday, we made it. On that note, we say to everyone, have a wonderful rest of your week. And shalom, shalom, everyone. And please do your due diligence as to what you allow to go into your body. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Thank you for joining.
Shalom.
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 Shalom. Shalom.